We must understand that there is a gathering. There is a convocation of God's people. A gathering unto the name of the Lord. A gathering unto the beauty and the perfection that describes that name that is from all eternity. From eternity to eternity, there is this one name. And that is the name of the Lord. You can call it whatever you want, whatever way you feel like. But what matters is the comprehension, the revelation of that name. It's the name above all names. Through it, all things were created and are maintained. Praise God. And that is the name that we are being gathered unto. Doesn't it say that he shall give us a new name? That is a spiritual name. He inscribes on his elect a new name, which is in reality that same name of the Lord. So our gathering is unto the Lord. Unto the Lord shall the gathering be. If you read through the Psalms, you will see that they all spoke about gathering unto the Lord. One of the prayers of the psalm is that the Lord might enable the psalmist to be gathered among God's people as they gather in the assembly of joy to praise the name of the Lord, to glorify the name of the Lord upon the earth. That should be our desire, to be found in that company. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul says that we have come to Mount Zion, the assembly, the gathering, oh hallelujah, of the firstborn. The firstborn we know is Christ. That is where we are gathered out of. That is where our place of consolation, upon Mount Zion. Now this gathering is something that is going on and on throughout our generations. From generation to generation, there is a gathering of God's people. But don't bother trying to look around to look for evidence, because you will never see it with the physical eyes. Praise God. In angles, remote angles of the world, places where you think that the gospel hasn't gotten to, I tell you, they are gathering unto the Lord there. Our gathering is on to the Lord in the spirit. That is why people keep shouting for a move of God, a move of God, for a move of God. Not knowing that the move of God is always there. But these things are hidden from the natural eyes, from the comprehension of men. Praise God. You know, in the days of the disciples, when they did great works and there were wonders and all that kind of stuff, you know, right there and then, there were other nations and people who were not aware of what was happening in Israel at that time. Praise God. But we must simply receive what we are hearing individually and stop looking around for evidence. Receive this word and enter in by faith. Be gathered among with God's elect. Jesus Christ said, Blessed are those who come to this union, where they sit with Abraham, where they come from the north, south, east, west, and they sit with the righteous men of God in heavenly places, and they eat bread. Blessed are those. This is another union called the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's all about a gathering. Our gathering unto the Lord. Praise God. First Thessalonians talks about our gathering, being caught up, being gathered, being caught up, being united in the clouds. The cloud simply represents the Shekinah glory of God, which is composed of multitudes, innumerable spirits, perfected spirits who have all come to the unity of the faith, who walk in the unity of the faith in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Everything you see on the natural proceeded forth from that cloud. Praise God. It was that same cloud in the beginning that hovered over the face of the waters and said, let there be light. Praise God. It's out of that cloud that God created everything that we see in this world. It is an invisible cloud. A spiritual cloud that is always, always present. Hallelujah. Like we listened in the first recording, Jesus himself recognized that he proceeded from that cloud, recognized that his origin was in that glory cloud, and for this reason, he prayed, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you in that cloud before the foundation of the world. Now, if you're looking for God, if you're looking for the Father, you can only find the Father in that cloud. Anywhere God appeared in glory, in majesty, in the days of old, he was always present with that cloud. Praise God. When he appeared upon Mount Sinai and spoke to Moses, he was speaking from that cloud. Praise God. When he spoke that this is my son, my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, upon the Mount of Transfiguration, he spoke out of the cloud. See, upon the Mount of Transfiguration, the clouds appeared as a bright cloud, a light cloud. Hallelujah. If you want to seek the presence of God, if you want to find God, he's found in the cloud. Those who want to be with the Lord, those who want to unite with the Lord, those who want to know the love of the Lord, recognize that they must be caught up into the clouds. Now I realize that there are many people who are listening to these messages. We're not all on the same level of understanding for the moment. But we must recognize that the clouds are simply allegories. See, when God spoke from a cloud in days of old, he simply uses that to explain the invisible. For we know that God's kingdom is invisible. God's kingdom is purely spiritual. See, so we should never seek to look out for God's in the natural, but recognize that his presence is there always in the spirit. The clouds represent the spirit. The cloud represents spiritual beings united in one. And in that cloud you find the living God. Amen. So there is no such thing as a physical, natural catching up. All these things are spiritually discerned. These are spiritual concepts that can be comprehended by spiritual people. How many of us know that we have the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is a mind that does not reason after the same manner of men. So we have to awaken in our consciousness and begin to recognize spiritual communication. Now all this is not for knowledge. It's for us to understand and attain to. Praise God. Now you see, God has got ways of trying to convince us. If you read the Bible from Genesis to the book of Revelation, you will discover that the Bible keeps repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Everything pertains to our gathering unto the Lord. Everything pertains to our rediscovering ourselves back in God's glory. That is all that matters to God. That is all that counts. See, all our ambitions, all our thoughts, all our, you know, plans and all these things that we have as men, these things that we esteem as men, truly have no eternal value. They just, you see, at the appointed time, everybody realizes that it's just vanity upon vanity. See, but we can find rest. We can find true glory. We can find true power. We can find fulfillment as we recognize the will of God in bringing us back unto Himself. Praise God. So we're going to read something from the book of Exodus. Like I said, all these are just simply reminders. They simply confirmation. They confirm our guardian unto the Lord. Praise God. So let us listen to Exodus chapter 9. I'll do a bit of reading today. Exodus chapter 19 verse 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice and indeed keep my commandments or my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. So let's stop here. So we see what God intends for we who are listening today. Those of us who have the privilege to listen to the voice of the Spirit in this hour, we are seeing God's intention. See, it's not something you have to struggle for. All you have to do is to obey Him. All you have to do is to listen to His voice. He says that He shall make us a peculiar treasure unto Him before all the nations of the earth, where we shall stand in the middle as priests, as a holy nation, to declare the glory and the beauty of the Lord. Oh, what privilege. He says, all the heavens and earth are mine. Everything is mine. All you need to do is to listen and keep my words. Praise God. Let us meditate on this privilege that the Lord is giving us today. Let us not be overwhelmed by the seeming contradictions without. Let us not be overwhelmed by the pressures of life. But let us listen carefully to the Spirit, what God is performing in our lives today. That we are becoming a peculiar nation, a royal priesthood unto the Lord, above all the nations of the earth. A peculiar people to declare the praises of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to read further and let us see some interesting things that will come further. It says, verse, I'm going to Exodus chapter 19, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with them, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them. Today and tomorrow. And let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord shall come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that you go not up into the mountain, nor touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. They shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot out. Neither be it beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounded long, they shall come to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the tenth day in the morning, there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud. Amen. So that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with the Lord. And they stood together. They stood at the never part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was all together on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. Praise God. Now let's stop there. We don't want to go too far. Now this thing that happened here is something that is very, very, very prophetic. Remember that we have a gathering. In a letter to the Hebrews, Paul says that we are gathered upon Mount Zion. No more upon Mount Sinai, which was quite scary, and you know, where the earthquake and where there was brimstone, there was fire and all that kind of stuff. But we've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. So we can see that this appearing here upon Mount Sinai is simply, we can call it a shadow of what goes on in the spirit. See, God is giving us a picture of what goes on in the spirit as we are being gathered unto Him. We have been redeemed out of Egypt, and the Lord is convocating His people upon Mount, Zion. And what we see in the Old Testament, this gathering upon Mount Sinai, is simply a shadow of Mount Zion. Praise God. But this time around, we are coming to a spiritual mountain. This time around, we are coming to the real eternal mountain. Because we know all those things of old were only shadows. In fact, the Israelites never met the living God. They never knew God. All that was simply a shadow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of course, God is a consuming fire. That has never changed. See, but these are spiritual concepts. God's fire is a spiritual fire, and He operates by love, consuming everything that is flesh and blood. Everything that is not spirit cannot stand the fire of God. It's only those who are spiritual, those who walk in the perfect image of Christ, that can ever present themselves before the presence of God. Praise God. That is why He's sending His word. He's not here to condemn us, but rather He's here to cause us to approach Him. See it? He wants us to approach Him. He's not here to make us afraid. He's not here to torment us. He's not here to point out sins, but He's here to give us an escape route, to show us how we can get back to Him, into that union. Praise God, because being in the presence of God is the only security that a man can ever have. The money in the banks cannot give you security. See, your family cannot give you security. Your pensions cannot give you security. The army and the military and all the CIA and all these things that we see around cannot give security. Security is only found in the eternal arms of God. Only those who find themselves in that presence can find security. Praise God. See, when Jesus Christ knew that security, that's why when the armies came to seize Jesus, soldiers came to seize Jesus to take Him to the crucifixion, to crucify Him, the Bible says that when Jesus turned and looked at the disciples, at the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, that they fell down. See, Jesus said it clearly that if He had wished, He could ask the Father to send His armies, battalions of soldiers, to dislodge the Roman army. He had that power within Him. See, that security in the spirit is the only security that there is. Now, we see another example with Elisha and Elijah. See, the armies of Israel were gathered. To pick up Elijah and to destroy him. And of course, the servant of Elijah was afraid. He was scared. He was worried. What are we going to do? And Elijah was there, in perfect peace. He was unmoved. You see, and when Elijah noticed that the servant was in fear, he asked God to open his eyes in the spirit, and the servant was able to see the invisible presence of the armies of God. Praise God. The reality, these were chariots of fire that surrounded Elijah and later on Elisha throughout their ministry. Because they walked among the chariots of fire, they moved among the chariots of fire. Now those chariots of fire are the same clouds of God. They are the same, you know, chariots of fire that appear as fire by night and by clouds by day. The Bible says that he makes his clouds chariots. He makes his clouds chariots. Another book of Psalm talks about the, you know, the myriads of angels, the chariots of God, chariots of fire that gather upon Mount Sinai. See, you can use this interchangeably. Chariots of fire, the same thing as chariots of, you know, chariots in the clouds, the chariots of God. This all represents spiritual beings, celestial beings. They represent celestial beings that, you know, have no attachments to this material world. Praise God. And that's where we all came from. We all came from that glory, from that cloud. And God wants to take us back there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So security comes from God's presence. Our joy comes from God's presence. Hallelujah. Everything we need for, you know, for throughout eternity comes from God's presence. So that is what we should seek. That is what we should lay hold on throughout, you know, zealously. Praise God. We must have the revelation that our gathering unto the Lord is the most important thing, is the only thing that matters. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God shows a picture as the children of Israel gathered around Mount Sinai. See, God had instructed that they should wash themselves, wash their garments, and keep themselves clean so that on the third day they can present themselves before God. Praise God. This talks about the ascension. The third day talks about the resurrection. It talks about ascension. We are ascending up to meet the Lord in the clouds. We are ascending up to meet with the Lord upon Mount Zion. And we wash our garments. We wash our clothes. We prepare ourselves by simply listening to the trump of God. By simply listening to the trumpet of God as it sounds from the glory cloud of God. That is how we clean ourselves. See, the garments, the dirty garments represent the consciousness of flesh and blood. See, it represents the carnal consciousness that causes us to recognize the creation after the natural. See, carnality is what defiles a man. You cannot be carnal and at the same time possess the innocence to stand before God. See, our garments talk of our covering, our consciousness. See, in our humanity, we've walked with garments stained with flesh. That is why we've done things that, you know, are unspeakable. See, that is why we've walked as sinners upon the earth with a sin consciousness, because of the garments. That is the flesh and blood consciousness that has to be erased, washed by the blood of Jesus, washed by the water of the word, washed as we hear the trumpet of God sounding from the clouds. See, our fellowship in the clouds is very, very important. Our fellowship in the spirit is very, very important. Our purification and justification comes as we hear, listen The trumpet sounds louder, louder, like upon Mount Sinai. It was becoming louder, louder, louder. And as the trumpet sounds louder, 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 the Lord appears and meets with them on the third day. Praise God. That's why we must be, occupied in fellowship with the Lord. See, not being carried away by the things we see on the outer. Not being carried away by the vanities and the distractions of this world that is passing away. We must stay focused. Praise God. Now, God did not sound the trumpet in Egypt. He did not sound the trumpet to the hearing of the nations that were without. It was only the Israelites, those in the camp of the Israelites, that were able to hear that trumpet. It was only those in the camp of the Israelites that were able to behold that spectacle upon Mount Sinai. See, it was something that happened in the wilderness, far away from the people, the nations of the earth. Praise God. Likewise, manner, if you must hear the trump of God, you must enter into the silent compartment of your heart and allow the Spirit of God begin to speak to you, show you things, teach you things, counsel you, guide you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the Spirit of God that will do it for you, not another man. See, some of us are so used to looking unto men. See, but we must recognize that no man can give you this salvation you are seeking. No man can lead you into that place. It is as you receive from the Lord, or how you receive from the Lord, that opens the gateway into His glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. A stage came when the Israelites were so used to Moses as their leader that Moses had to be taken away. See it? The armor, the Lord might appear in the flesh for a moment to assist you through His servants, but we must learn to stand on our own. Learn to receive from the Spirit. Learn to call God Abba Father. Praise God. Learn to fellowship within us. Hallelujah. So our purification comes by listening, hearing. Hallelujah. Purifying ourselves as He is pure. John says that he that has this hope, that the hope that we have is to put on the celestial image of Christ. To be as He is, or rather to realize ourselves as He is. That is the hope of our calling. Now, anybody who has this hope purifies himself. Now, Christ has been glorified, and we saw Him go up into the clouds. Praise God. And we know that if we must put on that image, that light image of Christ, and to be in that cloud, we must purify ourselves. See, we purify ourselves by listening. Listening, and you see, as we listen, a mirror is placed before us by the Spirit, and we behold our true image in the Spirit. Our perfect celestial states in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. These are scriptures we've read before. See, but like the animal, the cattle that chew the cord, we must learn to chew the cord again and again and again and again and again. See, we eat the word, but we bring it out again and digest it. Remind ourselves of the promises of God. Remind ourselves, encourage ourselves, strengthen ourselves in the things of God. See it. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let us see. How can we purify ourselves? We say purifying ourselves does not come by outward religious works. It does not come by going to church. It does not come by reciting poems, or, you know, or shouting all night, like we see in religious circles. See, it does not come by, you know, praying long, long hours, no. God is teaching us today how we can purify ourselves as He is pure. How we can purify ourselves and be gathered in that assembly. Realize ourselves in that assembly of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For when this incorruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall it be brought to pass, the saying that is written, death shall be swallowed up in what? In victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who wants to swallow? Who wants to experience this great thing? Death shall be swallowed up in victory. See, these things, we have it at our fingertips now. See it? Great, great men, ancients, philosophers, men of renown, holy men, prophets, all sought the mystery of immortality, all sought the mystery of conquering death. But today we have these things at our fingertips, free from God. Aren't we privileged? Praise God. God is giving us the keys to life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Paul is saying that, yeah, that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Praise God. We've always said that God's kingdom is upon Mount Zion. It's in that cloud, glory cloud. It's where God can be found. Where you live by the power of God and by the glory of God. Flesh and blood can inherit it. That is why around Mount Sinai, no beast, no animal, no beast of any type was allowed to go near the mountain. Neither any man go near that mountain. Why? It's all talking about flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. Hallelujah. The beast is all about flesh and blood. The beast that goes into perdition, goes into destruction. The proud beast that knows nothing is all about flesh and blood. It is the consciousness that we put on when we live as natural men, without the knowledge of divinity in us. See it? As long as we walk as creatures, creeping things of the dust, living in deceit, and walking according to the natural senses, as the nations do, who are blinded by the vanity that is in their minds, from the, and, you know, cut off from the life of God, as long as we live this way, we cannot see life. We cannot enter into that glorious kingdom of God. We can't enter into life. You see, but the trumpet sounds from the clouds. See, this cloud is a speaking cloud. It's a cloud that speaks. The voice comes out from that cloud. Hallelujah. Lightnings, thunders, trumpets. Praise God. And they all speak truth. Those voices that come from the cloud is the voice of truth. It all speaks one thing. It only testifies of the truth. It awakens us to the reality of divinity in us. The Spirit of God, which is in the cloud, agrees with our spirits. That we are what? Sons of the living God. Sons of the incorruptible and immortal God. Hallelujah. As the trumpet sounds, we listen to the trumpet. That's why Jesus Christ was fast to say, always quick to say what? Mind now you hear. In the book of Revelation, all the messages to the churches was listen to what the Spirit said unto the church. Listen. Open your ears and listen. The voice is everywhere, speaking everywhere, speaking every time. Testifying of the truth. Testifying of the realm of the Spirit. Testifying of the Father's presence in the Spirit. Testifying of the dimension of light. Testifying of the real world, the invisible. Listening is everywhere. The voice, the Spirit is everywhere. It's always speaking. Praise God. As we listen and conform, hearken, walk relatively, as we hear the voice of the Spirit, there is a change, a transformation. That consciousness of vanity, that consciousness of flesh and blood is destroyed. It's removed. Is torn apart, and we consciously become aware of the light being that we are. That is how we are purified. Our purification comes by hearing and allowing ourselves to be driven by the Spirit of God. Praise God. At the last trump, the twinkle of an eye, the eye of our understanding, is focused on the voice of the Spirit. No longer on the voice that, you know, that comes from the dust below. As we receive this voice, receive the Spirit, our garments are changed. Our garments are purified. See, because without those light garments, you cannot walk in the light. Praise God. In reality, by faith, we are already purified by the blood of Jesus. In reality, we are already justified. But many people still have not really realized this thing to the fullness. That's why it says continue to listen. There is no magic. There is no formula out there. There's no shortcut. All we must do is listen to the voice of the Spirit and wait patiently. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. There's a transformation, something occurring in you. There's a lifting up. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what happens as we are gathered unto the Lord. This is what happens as we are being gathered into His kingdom. This is what happens when we are being gathered into the clouds. Hallelujah. And we enter into deep communion. Into fellowship. The fellowship in the Spirit. An eternal fellowship that never, never passes away. Praise God. Hallelujah. We enter into a fellowship with the Father and with the Son. We enter into a fellowship that has no time, no limits, no time attached to it. It's eternal. We enter into the security and into the arms of the Almighty, where there is nothing like fear anymore. So let us recognize, because we receive messages, we receive letters from brethren all over the world, and I say there is no magic. Into entering the things of God, you must have develop your own personal fellowship by faith. Of course, by time we need to fellowship with one another. I do need it at times. I need refreshment from brethren at times. I have to listen to messages at times. I have to read messages at times. See, Paul says, "Refresh me," in one of his letters. At times, we all need refreshing from one another. But individually, we must learn to tap directly from the Spirit. We must learn to listen. Listen to the Spirit. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Amen. Let us cease from men. Let us cease from listening to the voices that come from the dust beneath. It's all chaos and lies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to round up again by saying our fellowship, or rather our gathering, our hope, is to be gathered in that cloud. That lies the consolation. It is a spiritual cloud. It's an eternal cloud. It's a gathering of the myriads of perfected spirits of God throughout all eternity. It's the place of life abundance, of peace, joy, and the security and everything that we ever need is found in this gathering. So let us be patient, listening to the voice, allowing the voice of the Spirit permeate every aspect of our life, so that we might joy with the saints of the Lord in heavenly places. Amen.